Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, it must be opposite week here on Palace Intrigue, as for the second straight day, it is William and Kate facing criticism and not Meghan and Harry. Today's kerfuffle is over the Cambridge's Christmas card. The couple released a colour-coordinated and heartwarming image of the five of them for their Christmas card this year, receiving over 75,000 likes on Twitter and nearly 2 million likes on Instagram, but not everyone is appreciating the design. It apparently lacks warmth. Body language expert Judy James explained, "This is probably the most puzzling Christmas photo, as it lacks warmth, authenticity, and spontaneity, with William and Kate dressed in the kind of business formals that you might expect to see in Canary Wharf rather than a royal home. Even George and Charlotte have been coordinated into the smart blue theme, and with William and Kate standing looking huge behind them, there is little, if any, idea of play or fun. The two adults stand behind their children smiling, but with little contact between them. The choice of blue as the main color also contrasts with the use of warm reds and browns employed in this year's Christmas card. Speaking to The Sun, Miss James claimed it's hard to see what they wanted to achieve here, and that the outcome is rather cold and overthought. She added, "They seem to be putting themselves at a distance here." Prince Philip issued a rare statement via the royal family's Twitter account. "I commend all teachers and school staff for your professional and resolute commitment throughout the past year to teaching our children and young people in the most challenging conditions. As patron of the Chartered College of Teaching, I wish to thank you all for your selfless dedication and send you my best wishes for a well-deserved break over Christmas and the New Year." Clive Irving suggests that Her Majesty could be the final queen. Coincidentally, Mr. Irving has a new book, The Last Queen, Elizabeth II's 70-year battle to save the House of Windsor, which will be released on January 5th. His opening from his new book, Queen Elizabeth II, is the longest reigning monarch in British history and will likely be the last queen of England. Glamour asked him about it, and he said, "This is key to, really, why I wrote the book. I feel there have been three great queens in the history of England, Elizabeth I, Victoria, and Elizabeth II. Looking at the future of the monarchy and the future of the Windsor brood, if you look at the line of succession, it is clearly a male line of succession. The future of the monarchy itself will be decided over the next 3 to 4 decades, and it will depend on whether people feel it is relevant to their lives anymore. The way I feel about the present queen is that she is such a distinguished and singularly remarkable woman and a monarch. She was almost an impossible act to follow. She has a strong sense of duty, and I don't see anyone else carrying on that duty in the same way. Charles doesn't have the same thing. We know almost next to nothing about the inner life of the Queen. We know far too much about the inner life of Charles. Odds are she will be the last Queen because she has three male successors in a time when it's difficult to know what will happen in the future to the monarchy. But we haven't heard the last of the Queen yet. Tomorrow she will release her annual Christmas address. It will air on BBC One and ITV at 3 p.m. London time and will last 10 minutes. We'll bring it to you tomorrow. The tradition began in 1932 by King George V. 3 p.m. was chosen, as it was determined to be the time the speech could reach the most countries in the empire. The tradition was continued by George VI and then by Elizabeth II. It was first televised in 1957, and this year will even be heard on Alexa devices and your favorite royal podcasts. The royal family is expected to celebrate Christmas via Zoom calls tonight and tomorrow. Happy Christmas. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.